Hey, one of the great sponsors of not this show, of just me and Deepu and Let's Start a Cult podcast in general is Soundbite. Go to the Soundbite app, Soundbyte. It's an amazing app where you get to share 14 seconds of audio, and they love our show so much that they've allowed us to produce a few series on Soundbite. Right now we have one where I made Deepu look up three-syllable words. So if you think he's an idiot during this show, go to the Soundbite app and look up Let's Start a Cult podcast, and you'll get to hear Deepu being a moron later this month. Or maybe you don't think he's a moron, but he has to look up all these big words I sent him. But we did other series. It's a really great app. Download it. It's a fun way to share audio. Soundbyte. Welcome to Let's Start a Cult podcast. This is the Time Saga, Deepu edition. You know, I fucked it up. Welcome to Let's Start a Cult podcast. This is the Time Saga, Decasecond episode. Nope, one more time. Welcome, puny mortals, to... Okay, send a second Deepu edition. Fuck it, go. Theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Oh my god, I love that theme song by Freddie Unreal. Thank you, everybody, and welcome back to, what's it called? Let's Start a Cult podcast. Sorry about that, kind of spaced out.
That's almost the most intro? Unforgivable thing that you've ever done on the show.
Should
within
I start
six
roll back?
Seconds of recording. No, keep going.
So people. Oh, you're going to keep it. So this is your decision.
We're keeping my mistakes in, we'll keep yours in.
Okay, whatever. So welcome back to Let's Start a Cult podcast.
Welcome them. Tell them to take their shoes off.
Take your shoes off. Socks on is okay, but let me look at them first.
Socks on your head.
Head socks. Hand socks.
If you know you have a policy of making people take their shoes off and you frequently have people over, you need to have booties like the workmen wear. Those little things you can put on over your shoes.
Wait. But taking off shoes actually reduces dirt by a fair amount. So
taking off shoes reduces dirt.
Oh, shit. Is this what Mike sounds like when he's backed out of corner? Is this what it finally sounds like?
This is what it sounds like when people like don't want to listen to what I just said. I just said, if you provide booties,
I don't care.
Workmen wear.
I love thinking about groupthink, Mike. Okay? I love.
Did you not want to talk about you lecturing me about the way I boil water in my house? Right, well, before we get on the mic, I say to Deepu, "Look, I make my coffee and tea for the morning now, because I like iced tea. Just so I'll call you. Give me a second." He starts giving me fucking advice, like I needed help.
What was that?
But what was that? Why? Who gives a shit?
I'm so anti coffee maker. Unless you have a really nice one, I'm really against it. So I was just trying to help you as a partner.
But that was not what it's about. There was a coffee going and there was tea going. Mm-hmm. And you told me, have you considered getting a water kettle heater? Like, what are you talking about?
I think they're great. You just get a huge water kettle of water going and you just
kind of have a fucking kettle. Are you talking about an electric kettle?
Yeah.
Why? Why do you give? Why do you care?
Get the boils going. Get the boiling going.
But why do you care? Why do you care? Why did you give that advice? I didn't ask for it. This is what I'm. This is a groupthink thing that I really have a problem with. Mm-hmm. When people give diet advice or just I didn't fucking. Someone gave me advice about I was sick and they started giving me fucking medicine. I was like, I have health insurance. Like, I can go to a doctor. I don't think I asked you to cure
my
illness.
What kind of medicine was he giving you or she giving you?
It doesn't matter.
It kind of does.
It doesn't matter because I didn't ask them for health advice and they were not a doctor. I don't know why this person, and the same with you giving me advice about how to fucking boil water. It'll get done, Deepu. It's gotten done since the beginning of man. Since man discovered water, fire, and vessels, we've boiled it. Like,
we could have taken
done.
It two ways. You could have, okay, instead of you getting all uppity about me giving advice, you could have been like, hey, you could have said, hey, this guy boils water. This guy loves something.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know what? I didn't consider that might be one of your hobbies.
It really is, dude.
You know, you're right. You should really
forget about it. Come back. Turn it back on.
Oh, my God. That wasn't what it was about either. I said I just didn't want water boiling while we were doing a fucking show because I'm a professional. And you were like, have you considered buying something? Also, it wouldn't. Ugh. So your thing was to walk away. I would have just boiled water. We would have done the podcast. I would have come back an hour later and the water would have been cold again. Mm-hmm.
No, that happens to me a lot. I'll forget that I set the water.
You're a moron. You're an idiot. The person that's trying to convince me to get a fucking thing is not to go, yeah, I just boil it again and again all day. I forget, like some sort of person lost in Alice in Wonderland.
I'm always blown away by how much is still there. You know, you think evaporation just makes it all go away, but...
You're wasting water. Congratulations. You've got...
I'm
you've steaming, proven my point.
I'm steaming whatever's above it.
Without me even trying. You are like... You are like a... you're like a cartoon character. You beat yourself up. I didn't even do anything.
The
bigger thing is, why did you tell me why did you fucking feel the need to tell me about my what? There was not an issue. It wasn't like I was sitting there going, ugh, I haven't made tea ever.
I was just
so
trying to make conversation about something I'm very passionate about.
Okay. But you could have said, oh, what kind of tea do you drink? Oh, drink a lot of tea?
Not about that.
Oh,
it's
what
about
color
the kettle,
is your kettle? You went, the sentence I said, I'm boiling tea in the kettle and just want to wait for it to be done. He said, have you considered getting an electric, like, why did you, went right to advice. Mm-hmm. Why
you're
did
right,
you fucking
I should have asked. I should have asked first
who
if
gives,
you have a water
who
kettle.
Who gives a shit? Who
no,
gives a shit?
I give a shit, clearly. I really give a shit about this stuff.
No. I'm fine with you giving a shit about you boiling water. I am not fine with you giving me advice ever.
All right. Well, I actually have some...
Unasked for advice is the worst.
Okay, I'm sorry. And you're right. You're absolutely right. Okay. I'm glad we can move past this, even though it took fucking 5 minutes.
I still
minutes.
Feel angry, yes.
All right. Well, I can't give you advice, but I can give the audience advice, some diet advice, if I could. You know, and with a
no.
grain of salt.
No. Are you kidding?
A little bit.
Are you kidding? I just did a... No!
No, but I actually
okay,
do
give
have a
the audience
point.
Some... Okay, I'll go with the bit.
You know what? I'll let me say it first, and then you can veto it if you like. But after you not vetoing it, it will go to the audience.
Okay.
All right?
Clank, clank, clank. Gabble, gabble. Let's call this point of order, point of order. Deepu's uh-huh. going to propose some garbage advice, and... Well, then we'll see how the council votes. Sir Squidlord, excuse me.
Sorry.
Sir Squidlord, can you take attendance? Okay, Squidlord, I have told you to get a translator because I don't speak fucking squid. And every week, you write me a letter, an email, you go, please, I really want to take attendance. And I go, fine, I cannot understand the noises coming out of your tentacles. I assume everyone's here. Let's start the meeting. God damn it. Well, sorry doesn't really matter, Squid Man, at this point. Go ahead.
May the defense make a statement?
Already on defense, probably not a good way to to start your argument by calling yourself the defense, but go ahead. We approve of it.
Our methods are being attacked. Our ideology.
Squid Lord makes a point. Please take your time as starting.
All right, ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
No jury, it's a council.
Oh, hi. How you doing? I have a squid guy. It's so nice to finally meet the legendary, whatever your fucking job name is. Bailiff Squidlord. I know, it just sounds funny. I'm sorry I'm laughing. All right. Squidlord aside. Sorry. Your Honor.
Yes.
I want to just tell the people. I want to tell the people to eat heat up frozen vegetables and eat it just out of a bowl like cereal. You know, I think there's no harm in telling people that. Just eat it. Just a lot.
Well, now put this to the council to ask questions. I obviously have the first one. Mm-hmm. You're aware that all foods eaten out of bowls doesn't make it like cereal.
No, but
are you aware that the act of eating answer the question the idea of acting the idea of eating food out of a bowl does not make it eating it like cereal.
That depends.
That lots of foods are eaten out of bowls.
Lots are, but in different regions of the world, different things are eaten out of bowls. So in America, a lot of people would consider bowls a cereal delivering device.
One of the uses of a bowl the world has already recognized as eating, what is the goddamn point of this?
Well, I was just trying to make to the point to the audience that, you know, for breakfast, I have just been heating up frozen vegetables in a bowl and just eating it instead of anything else, just instead of breakfast. And I think of cereal.
Sorry, the large pterodactyl animal from Planet 7 has a question. Yes, isn't that just eating vegetables for breakfast? That's just breakfast.
Yeah.
You just are eating. Why is it like cereal? What is?
That's a good point.
Just eating breakfast.
It's a good poke in my argument.
On my planet, when I say, oh, I ate a fish head just like breakfast, I don't also say, and I also ate a large walking bird just like breakfast. It's just breakfast. When I wake up in the morning and break the fast of sleeping at night underneath the irradiated skies when it rains fire. I don't know if that happens here. Yeah. That's just breakfast.
What I was getting at was that people have.
What do you think you were? What an interesting mind you have, Councilman, that you have to guess what yourself was getting at.
No, because I'm driven
by
instinct.
The frustration of the council, do you not? That you are unsure of what your own mind was saying? Is it being controlled, perhaps, by something else?
What I was probably getting at was that people don't like eating vegetables. So when you eat vegetables in the morning, you want just like a fat serving of it in the morning. Just pretend
again,
it's cereal.
Again, I've said this so many times. Your idea of life seems to come from cartoons and who doesn't like eating vegetables?
Mm, yeah.
Is this a problem you run into with full-grown adults?
Actually, yes. Yes, I do. There's a lot of guys out there that they only eat
men.
Hamburgers.
So these are
yes.
Well, tell them to, you know what? We'll really do. I'm being dead fucking serious right now. We'll do this like a petition. If you can write a petition that says, "Hello, I am over the age of, let's say, 15, and I don't like eating vegetables." If you can get real, I mean it. I mean it. It would be a fun thing to see to prove me wrong.
Okay.
If you can get 30 names signed in person. Signed or a video or whatever, fine. As long as you have evidence that these are real people, I will recognize this as a thought at all. Otherwise, seemingly, it's a collection of words that is nonsense.
Okay,
eat
fine.
Food out of bowls like cereal is nothing.
No, but
it's one of the most confusing sentences you've ever said.
No, but it makes so much goddamn
surely,
sense to me.
Surely, even if you do eat, what was it again? Jesus, it's my own brain. Like, you know how when you try to put a disc into a computer and it doesn't recognize it?
Yeah.
So it's like it doesn't do all the right things to organize the files. That's what's happening right now. Is you put that sentence in me and my brain is going, I don't know how to remember it, because is it a thought about food? Is it a thought about bowls?
Maybe.
I'm very in favor of bowls. We can talk about that. But why would that help someone eat vegetables?
Have you never had to imagine something else just to get through a grueling task?
As I'm not insane, no.
Well, there's
having to fight in an apocalyptic style war in which I must change my reality in order to. But as I'm not in the movie Schindler's List, no, I've never done whatever the fuck you're talking about.
You've never thought of another lover.
No, Peter Pan. It can't taste like anything. To me, I live life.
Okay.
Another
well,
lover?
You know
Wait,
what?
Hold on. This just got interesting. What did you just say?
We're talking about,
what do you think about? Ooh, I get to hear Deepu's sexiness. So who you think? Are you thinking about me?
No.
I demand everyone within the sound of my voice think about me during
no,
sex.
Take my headphones off.
I am Sexatron. I command your sex.
I get really uncomfortable when men talk to me about, like, even jokingly about, like, we should fuck. Like, I just say no. I can't.
Deepu has made
I get way too serious about it.
Deepu has made a critical error.
Oh,
he's told me something that makes him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Now he shall be mine.
Oh, no. Darth Palpatine's going to try to rape me.
Darth fucking guy is here.
Anyway, I'll do this halfway.
Palpatine?
A palpitating team.
Thank you, everybody. Good night. Star Wars joke. Last one ever. God, who cares?
All right. Well, that survey's a good tease. We'll leave it at that. We'll figure that out.
You're a good tease.
I'll try.
What do you... So your idea was... is this a we intake a survey? I don't know what this is that we categorize it show-wise. This is just...
What part of group think does this address? The question version, sir. Would be... Okay.
Sorry, not sir.
Yeah, don't call me sir.
Comrade.
I'll have you disbanded.
Fine, I'm fine with it. Disbanded. Again, I'm pretty convinced that there are several people inside that little burger boy of your head.
I'm a burger boy.
That there's like four or five disbanded. You can't disband a person. They are not the Beatles. You would dismember a person.
I forgot what I was saying, but
That's not surprising. Okay, what part of groupthink does eating vegetables out of a cereal bowl save or help or make a comment on?
Well, I know people sometimes have trouble eating vegetables.
I'm nauseous at saying the word cereal bowl, by the way. What people over the age of 15?
I know them. I actually know some people like that. I actually genuinely do.
Sign
the
petition.
They only eat meat and carbs. They only eat meat and carbs. They're terrified of vegetables.
Okay. Now, see, this is the difference. You must say that they don't like eating vegetables. Not that someone has a diet choice in which they don't eat vegetables. I need you to have them sign the petition that it's, I do not enjoy and have a hard time eating vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Can we move on to the next thing? I got a
lot
to get here.
No, because you haven't explained what it comments on. So okay. That's it. You think a lot of people have a, and that's a group think.
It's related. It's definitely related. I'm just trying to help the people.
Why would it help them? You still haven't proven that.
Because now they're eating vegetables. Now that I've convinced them.
But why would that help? It's still eating vegetables. And so they pretend that it's cereal is your idea?
Pretend it's cereal, and then your diet just gets immensely better, I'm guessing.
But what would that mean? Surely the part of cereal that they like is the taste of cereal, not the bowl.
Well, the thing they like is sustenance. They're staying alive.
This is your suggestion. Hmm. For me, as an adult, I eat vegetables because I have to stay alive. So I don't really know what you're talking about.
Well, some people do. This goes back to my tweet. Remember I was saying I was winning over the audience from behind? This is exactly what I'm talking about. You're just yelling at me that no one knows what I'm talking about, though they
it's
actually
It's not that
do.
No one knows what you're talking about. It's mm-hmm. that... It's that your way of explaining the secondary part of it is nonsense.
Probably.
Why wouldn't you say something along the lines of...
eat vegetables.
I don't know. Eat candied vegetables or something. You have no suggestion as to why it's more like vegetables.
But I like... well, I mean,
more
know,
like cereal. I don't...
That's something to think about.
I just think you said it. That's why I'm arguing. I just think you said it. All right. What else do you have? Do you have a We Didn't Take a Survey that we can do?
No, not
great
yet. But I have, I was listening to your piece about leaving toothbrushes in bathrooms,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to just,
so let's jump into that segment. This is We Didn't Take a Survey. Yeah. What we do on the show is, if you heard on the other week, we talk to people, and then we don't take a survey. We talk to wonderful guests like Darrellyn Keller, and topics come up like groupthink topics that we don't take a survey on, but state an opinion and want to see how the group feels about it. That's why this show is about groupthink. We talked about, me and Darrellyn Keller talked about leaving toothbrushes in the bathroom. Should you leave your toothbrush in the bathroom? Michael's statement is no, for that is where poop goes. Deepu?
Deepu
has some sort of follow-up to this.
Yes, I do.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
I want to say that listening to that piece really opened my eyes, and I no longer keep my toothbrush in my bathroom.
There we go. That's groupthink at work.
Yeah.
That's amazing. What about what I said made you do that?
I just think, well, the situation my toothbrush was in was already kind of bad. So I think I just had to get it out of this.
Where was it?
Okay, so you know how sometimes when you're cooking, you'll leave a utensil hanging.
Can I say
off?
This is a piece of groupthink I need to
sure,
stop
sure,
it?
Sure, sure, sure.
Don't tell me what you think I do. Tell me what stupid thing you do, and I'll tell you if I relate.
Okay.
You know, cut it out, Jerry Seinfeld. Don't tell me what I do.
You're right. I'm just trying to frame it all in a way that everyone can consume.
You tell me, it's where do the socks go? I don't lose my socks. I don't. I
you
keep,
know that
I hold
thing
on to,
where socks sometimes go in
you
a
know
dryer?
How, you know how you lose socks in the dryer? No. No, I've never understood that one. I've never understood that. Wait, you know how you lose socks? What? Where are you doing laundry? A hill? Where? What do you? What? Tell me what you do, idiot. You know how when you take a utensil?
No.
Now I can say it because I'm asking you. I'm saying, Deepu, you know how you take a utensil? I don't. Tell me how
fuck
you
the whole
take
utensil thing. I leave my toothbrush.
Tell me what? No, I want to hear that. Oh no, sir. I'm not sir. Sorry. I'm trying not to say sir anymore. Oh no, you will tell me.
All right, fine. When I'm using a utensil that I know I'm going to be using again pretty soon, I'll leave it, hanging off the edge of the whatever surface I'm working with. So, okay. In a way that...
why hanging off the edge?
So that the potential contaminants that are on the surface or that are on the or the utensil itself don't spread. Try and leave it in a suspended in air.
Oh my God, this is so weird.
People do it.
Again, why don't you just buy like a pot holder or something to put down to put your utensils on like every other person does?
I mean, does everyone else do that? Right, and I want 30
put
votes.
Let's put it on a plate.
Let's get 30 utensils.
Do you want me to just show you the industry of pot holders? Because I'm sure I can find the industry of pot holders. I think you're going to have a hard time finding books about men who grown humans who can't eat vegetables.
Listen,
I'm not gonna.
My point is,
I understand the sentiment of you're not going to wash and put away a fork if you're cooking with the fork or a spatula. I understand that.
Sure, yeah.
Let's try to relate to the burger boy.
Okay. Yeah. So in the same way, I leave my toothbrush hanging off this the sink. I just leave it hanging. Yeah.
You don't even have a place to put it?
No, I don't have like a thing to hold it.
I think I find that more offensive than it being in the bathroom. That's the grossness of it, that you just every day. Again, it's the same thing every day. Mm-hmm. You just don't pre-think. I will say this as sort of tooting my own horn here. An expression that I say about myself is past Michael is much smarter than present Michael. Because I think so much about planning ahead, it's sort of like I live my life through the past version of me setting shit up and making and preparing and putting it in the right place and being organized. And so past Michael is a genius. He put this sock on top of the dresser because he knew he'd step in the water and get a wet sock or whatever.
Now, I want to know what you think of this. Okay. I brought the toothbrush back to my room, but I haven't put it in any sort of sanitary place. I've kind of just tossed it onto the bedside table.
Now, I have a piece of advice that I think works.
Dip it in vegetables.
I genuinely have a piece of it because I was thinking about that. Mm-hmm. In the show, I said, you know, okay, yes, don't leave it there, but then where do people put it? Obviously, cut flowers look stupid. That's my opinion, is that cut flowers don't really look good. And obviously, vases, where do you go?
I go vase.
Which one? You go vase? I'm going to go vase. Vases, mostly useless. Unless you have flowers every day, nobody uses vases. And if you've ever been to like used stores, there's always hundreds of vases you're never going to use. Mm-hmm. This is my suggestion. We all get toothbrush vases.
Nah, but
have them out.
It's gonna
and
be
now
a
you get to have a pretty. You get to have a well, but it's all. See, but this is where now you're start. I actually agree with you, but now you're starting to actually consider the problem. You're like, it's going to be disgusting at the bottom, which meant everywhere where everyone is leaving their toothbrushes is disgusting. Do you
no,
see
but
now?
You're putting it in a slingable
in a what?
Container. And
yeah, but what's the difference between putting that and on a drawer or on a shelf?
Drawers are infinite space. You know, they just go on forever.
Great. I'm done. Keep going. That was We Didn't Take a Survey. So now we actually did take a survey, and you're going to hear me talk to, you know, I was in writing this intro and doing this intro and thought I would walk into my bathroom, which sounds a lot odder than where I normally record these things. Oh boy, this is unpleasant to hear audio-wise. Now you, don't you like it? You're in the bathroom with me. This intro went from quick to gross. I have a very bathroomy sounding bathroom. Now you're gonna hear from comedian and reporter and journalist at the Splash Report and Reels and of comedy in the world. You can hear Tyler Richardson. We did take a survey. We included Tyler in these little surveys we do, and Tyler is a very funny person, and he turned a lot of our ideas on their head. For example, this one about blowjobs. We should rename the term blowjob.
Yes, and I would probably rename it Love Suck, I think. I was going to put like something with the word kiss in there because I was like, okay, if we're not calling it that, what's it look like? It's kind of like a deep kiss. Maybe, I'm going to go with deep kiss.
The deep kiss is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh man, that is fuck yeah. You know what? You have to be careful because I'm passionate about language, but that sounded a lot like I was very passionate about blowjobs, which not that I'm not
well,
or
I
am.
Mean,
but it did sound like
everybody should enjoy them.
It sounded like I was really, really well, who can be way too happy? But okay.
Okay, I can't lie. I'm a little addicted to doing these intros in my bathroom now. Let's get in my shower. Let's see what it sounds like. This is fun. Oh my gosh. Can you hear the shower curtain closing? You would be able to hear it if I didn't have a crappy shower curtain. Who am I blaming? I bought the shower curtain. That made it sound like, ugh, I bought it. I'm the one who screwed up and you're in my shower with me. Well, it's a good place to be in a shower because it's about to get dirty. Oh, God. And I've cut off my finger in repentance for that joke already. We're going to talk with Tyomi. You can find her at sexperttyomi.com. You've known her work from, like, everywhere that talks about sex. She's written for Ebony. She writes for a whole bunch of stuff. So go to sexperttyomi.com. But she is a genuine sex expert and a great person. So, Glamorotica is it? She's good with those words. And you're going to hear us talk about, it's not surprising, sex. It is surprising. I am the kind of idiot who would bring a sex expert on and ask them about mac and cheese. I might have asked her about mac and cheese. Okay, so here we go. Tyomi.
Or let's say it in a more specific way. Someone with something that looks like a penis between their legs. Do you have any way to use the satisfier that might... Because, you know, I'll be honest with you, Tyomi, as a sidetrack here, I'm very annoyed by these words of man and not man. It's very annoying. I have a penis. It comes up when I buy sports equipment and when I go to my doctor. That's about it. And so for me, I mean, you talk about a sex toy. Listen, I'm very egotistical and narcissistic. I want to know, how does it apply to Michael? You know, how can I get any enjoyment out of it? Do you have any advice for penis-having people, is the way I'm going to say it right now, in using the satisfier?
Yeah, I would say that men can use the toy as a way to stimulate, to assist in stimulating his partner before penetration, because women, you know, we have erectile tissue as well. But our erectile tissue is
Thank
spread out.
Thank you so much for saying that. I think that, like, there's so many jokes and weird things about men and erectile dysfunction that it makes it seem like women are so carefree with their sexual issues. It's very odd. It's a very odd thing to, and we are very stupid. As I said, 25 minutes on the word meatball the other week. We're an idiot podcast. But as someone who's an intellectual himself, it's a difficult issue to tackle because I think women are very self-conscious or people that identify as women, as it were, you know, in saying that things are difficult for them. So I only interrupt you as to prove that I know something about something.
you know something about a lot of things. But you know what? This is very true. And women do have issues with becoming fully engorged and aroused. It takes women anywhere from 20 to 45 minutes for all of the erectile tissue that creates the sensitivity in a woman's pelvis and, you know, increases the pleasure. That tissue takes a while to become fully erected. Whereas with men, you have a penis and your penis hangs outside of your body and that's where all of your erectile tissue is pretty much.
Yeah, I compare it to my car. If my penis is not faster than my car to go from 0 to 60, I've got to start earning more money. That if my penis, for me, fully erect, 0 to 60, those should be roughly the same times. I don't believe in the idea, and I'm talking to men here. This is where we're coming from both angles of it. I don't want men to feel as if this is all about women and things like that. If you own a Bugatti or a Lamborghini, well, your penis should be up to the task. If your car can go from 0 to 60 in 2.8 seconds, so should your penis. That should be the same standard. It should be the same amount. I believe in the equal horsepower between penis and car. That's just a general belief of mine, and I know people will disagree with. But I very much am in favor of that. I think that, you know, Sting was laughed off years ago. I don't know if you remember this, as being, like, in favor of, you know, tantric positions, which is where we get back to what you're sort of an expert on. But the idea that these things take a long time. What do you think that is in people that they want to sex should be short? You know, it might take a long time. You know, how do you feel about that kind of general? Because, you know, the show is about groupthink, as I was explaining to you. Like, how do you feel about the idea that people want a quickie or something like that and expect a woman to get there the same amount of time?
Well, you know, nothing's wrong with the quickie, but the issue with quickies is that there is not enough time for the woman to be fully aroused. So if it's going to be a quickie, you're going to have to perform foreplay. Like, you have to have foreplay that's extended before the quickie. And foreplay isn't like just sucking on nipples and kissing and stuff like that. I mean, it has to do with the mind, because the mind is the largest sex organ, and that's where sex primarily starts. That's where sex is happening on a chemical level, and then the body follows. So if you can stimulate the mind in foreplay, like let's say you are going to have a quickie on your lunch break. Okay, great. So from the moment you wake up in the morning.
Can I confess something about just the word lunch break?
Sure.
When I'm hungry, the last thing I'm thinking, I'm one of those people that suffers from hangryism. You too. If I'm hungry, it is a bit like having sex with a bear, in that I am very hungry, and that unless you are a literal piece of butter-coated popcorn, you're probably, it doesn't matter how attractive you are, unless you are a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you're the least sexually attractive thing to me. So the word when you said a sex thing on your lunch break, I was like, oh, how unarousing. All I thought about was I'm very hungry and you're in the way of meatball parmesan or whatever it is, eggplant parmesan. But I agree with you. I think that the mind is a big sex organ. That's probably the number one thing that I'm going to push out to people. And you know, we do these surveys. The mind is the biggest sex organ. It's an interesting thing to think about. Yeah. So advice.
And foreplay starts before the bedroom. You know, you have to be doing things throughout the day to keep your mind aroused and focused on it. So if your mind is in a constant state of pleasure the entire day, and you're reminiscing on the last time you had an amazing session, you know, your body's going to be turned on. Mm-hmm. And so by the time you get to the house, you're fiending for this person, you know, and you're doing stuff to tease each other, you know, before you get into your quickie. Because what if, you know, the kids are coming back in 30 minutes? That's your quickie time right there. But if you've been sending freaky text messages all day and, you know, sending nudies and stuff, like, that's foreplay. Mm-hmm. And the quickie can actually be facilitated in a way where both partners can enjoy it. But if you're not doing that foreplay and you're just like, oh, pull your pants down, let's go, she may not even be wet, like well lubricated for you to penetrate her without pain or without it just, you know, being hard to get in.
Yeah.
And that can cause trauma.
It can cause trauma for the. I always this is going to be sort of a bonus feature thing. You know, it doesn't fit into the episode. But I always try to remind men when they talk about sex, you know, this penis is mostly skin. You're the one that's going to get hurt. You know, the vagina is meant to do a lot of weird. It's a whole other organ. Skin is not really meant to get, you know, unassisted friction. You're the one that's going to get hurt in not being, you know, lubricated down there. That's to your disadvantage. You know, it's a bit like rubbing your own forearm against sandpaper for an hour. It's like, you're the one that's going to get hurt. The sandpaper's not going to hurt. You know what I mean? It's going to be fine in that scenario.
Chafing is definitely possible for penises when there's too much friction.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, vaginal fissures and tears and stuff. I mean, it can get pretty bad. So with quickies, you just got to make sure, like, you plan some things out. Don't just, like, you know, spontaneously bust into a quickie unless you're both really turned on and aroused and you're ready to go. That's completely fine. But it's all about the arousal, because the woman has to enjoy it, too.